أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا سمعوا اللغو أعرضوا عنه وقالوا لنا أعمالنا ولكم أعمالكم سلام عليكم لا نبتغي الجاهلين. صدق الله العظيم. The eyes before this, Allah تبارك وتعالى spoke about those that had accepted Iman at the hands of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and prior to that they also accepted Iman at the hands of another Nabi of Allah, for example Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam or Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Towards the end of that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about double reward that they would receive, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of some of the qualities. One of the qualities Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says is bima sabaru, that the double reward will be granted to them because of the perseverance and their steadfastness. The second quality, wa yadrauna bil hasanati sayyi'ah, that they repel evil with good. And there were two meanings, and this is where we stopped the discussion. One was this, that if someone was insolent, someone was arrogant against them, spoke harshly or badly towards them, did any wrong or were cruel towards them, uncouth towards them, then they were always kind to that person. They did not retaliate, but they were always responded in a good manner, in a becoming manner, in a kind manner. And this is a very noble akhlaq, and this is a very noble quality that our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about in the hadith. The second part, or the second interpretation of this, is that when a person commits a guna and a person commits a sin, he breaks the commandments of Allah, he violates the commandments of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then we find in the hadith of Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when one breaks the command of Allah, there is a sayyi'ah, an evil that has been committed, then one should follow that with a good deed. Now with regards to this good deed, obviously the best of all deeds is that one makes tawbah, one seeks forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we find in the narrations two important aspects that is attached to this. One, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say that one should perform two rakat salat. Two rakat salat that one will read, which one can term as salatul tawbah. One makes tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After performing the salat, one seeks forgiveness from Allah Rabbul Izzat. And secondly, we find that when one breaks the commandments of Allah, some have narrated that one should give out some form of sadaqah, some form of charity, and that will cool the anger and the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or any other good deed that a person carries out thereafter will also be regarded within the ambits of this ayah. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has always shown us this way out. So this was the quality of these individuals. The third quality was وَمِمَّا رَزَقَنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ, and from that which we had sustained them, that which we had granted them, they spend. And that spending is for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And here all forms of expense, all forms of spending will be included, whether it is in the form of zakat, whether it is in the form of lillah or sadaqah or any other form of charity that one gives, all that will be included. The next quality that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about is وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا اللَّغْوَ أَعْرَضُوا عَنْهُ, that when they hear vain talk, when they hear anything that is vanity, anything that has got no benefit whatsoever, the quality is this, that أَعْرَضُوا عَنْهُ, they turn away from that. Now there is one narration, and even here Masha bin Ahmad Uthmani Rahmatullah Ali has quoted this narration from some authentic sources, that when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was in Makkah Mukarramah, and when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had started giving this message of Islam, then there was a small delegation that had come from Abyssinia to Makkah Mukarramah, and they asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam about Islam. They asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam to make tilawat of the Quran Kareem, which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had done, and then they accepted Islam and Iman at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Obviously, The kuffar of Makkah were not happy with this group of people accepting Islam. They obviously knew that now Islam is going to spread beyond the borders of Makkah Mukarramah, and obviously that is not good for them. So Abu Jahl and others began to make some comments that were unbecoming. They were sarcastic as far as the comments were concerned, and obviously this was heard by this group of people. When they heard it, they made it very, very clear that when they heard these comments, they said that we will not respond in an ignorant manner like how you had responded, because for us is our actions, for you are your actions. And obviously they made salam and they parted their ways. And this is that quality that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala loved most. And I think it is very, very important for us also, not only insofar as deen is concerned, obviously primarily insofar as deen is concerned, but if we extend it to other aspects of our lives, that when we have focused on something, we have a vision, we have a mission, we want to accomplish something, we want to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we want to turn towards Allah, we are looking for success in this world and in the hereafter. People may say things, people may be arrogant, people may be insolent, whatever they do, we need to understand and we need to remember that we need to focus. And this is what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is showing us, that a'radu an, they turn away from these people, they turn away from these types of talks. وَقَالُوا لَنَا أَعْمَالُنَا وَلَكُمْ أَعْمَالُكُمْ. They say that for us is our actions and for you are your actions. And this is a very simple reality, that when we go into our qabr, when we stand up on Hashar on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Rabbul Izzat is going to question us about our own deeds. Allah is going to question us about how we acted on this earth. And here, this is the reality of it, that when we are focused towards Allah, when we focused towards Akhirat, then obviously we will be concerned about our deeds and how we will fare in the courts of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So this is the quality that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala love, and this is the quality that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions with regards to this group of people. Salamun alaykum la nabtaghil jahilin. And they say salam upon them. The ulama have written that this salam was actually to terminate any further discussion. The salam was to terminate and to break away from them, not to engage in them, rather to disengage. And لا نبتغي الجاهلين, and we do not seek the ignorant people. In other words, we have got absolutely nothing to do with them. So here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about these qualities, wonderful qualities that if we bring within our lives, we will find that our deen also will be successful, and inshallah in our dunya also we will be successful. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.